From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 11, 2012. This week, we feature voices of Virginia high school students competing in Virginia's Dominion Envirothon. Conducted by the Virginia Association of Soil and Water Conservation Districts, the Envirothon challenges teams of five students to show their knowledge and skills about aquatics, forestry, soils, and wildlife, and to make a 20-minute oral presentation on a current environmental issue. For the 2012 competition, teams presented proposed solutions for a real-life stormwater management problem in the Fairfax County community of McLean. The teams were required specifically to consider low-impact development, or LID, practices as alternatives to more conventional stormwater management techniques. Have a listen for about 3 minutes to an excerpt from this year's state-level competition, held in May at James Madison University. The excerpt starts with brief comments from two association staff members.
I'm Kendall Tyree. I'm the executive director of the Association of Soil and Water Districts. Presentations begin at 12:30. Two teams will present every half hour until 4:30. Our top two scoring teams are going to stay and have to be re-judged. All of you have seen the question. They've had it from October to do anything they want with this question.
So they should go over what LID is, what the benefits are, why we use it, why it's different than conventional stormwater management, why they're suggesting the concepts or the treatments that they're suggesting.
Good afternoon, I'm Corey.
I'm Anna.
I'm Zach.
I'm Lauren.
And I'm Alden.
We are members of the Fairfax County staff who have formed the Chesterbrook Stormwater Management Committee. We are concerned about Chesterbrook Community, which is located within the city of McLean, Virginia. The community is a 34.1-acre, fully developed, high-end subdivision. Stormwater runoff resulting from impervious surfaces and poor soil is creating flooding in the local stream Pimmit Run. Chesterbrook is not the only community that drains to Pimmit Run, so solutions applied to the flooding in Chesterbrook will not fully solve the problem. We hope to alter the land that is available to us, which is the public lands around roads and directly in the stream, as well as convincing homeowners to alter their private properties. We also hope to retrofit low-impact development practices to find solutions to complaints put forth by residents.
According to the EPA, stormwater has been identified as a major source of pollution for all water body types in the United States. And as our county continues to grow, these stormwater pollution issues will only be amplified as the population increases.
The community of Chesterbrook, including Fairfax, Virginia, is experiencing stormwater drainage problems. There is 3.41 acres of impervious surfaces such as rooftops, paved roads, and driveways in the 34.1-acre subdivision. During heavy rain events, some properties become flooded and homeowners are experiencing basement flooding and erosion of the soil around the property.
Hello everybody, this is the Envirothon News Channel. Now today we're going to be focusing on the Chesterbrook community. Let me start off giving you a little bit of background. Let's talk about LIDs. LIDs are low impact development, LID for short, and it's a new system, practices to help restore and maintain water quality.
Good afternoon, Fairfax County Board of Supervisors. My colleagues and I are here to discuss our vision of low-impact development for Fairfax County. To begin, low-impact development, or LID, is a group of design strategies that reduces site disturbance and manages stormwater runoff to replicate or mimic pre-development hydrology.
The current situation of Pimmit Run and the Chesterbrook community poses a threat to not only the environment, but to the safety of the residents. Through low-impact development practices, we can help this community and poses a model for other communities surrounding Pimmit Run. A quote from Tom G. Palmer, director of the Educational Division at the Cato Institute, best describes our current situation. It is precisely because neither
individuals nor small groups can be fully self-sufficient that cooperation is necessary for human survival and flourishing.
Fairfax County staff, our partners, and Chesterbrook residents must all recognize the stake they have in this. We must all work together to overcome this. Thank you for your time. Are there any questions?
Envirothon offers students a chance to learn about natural resources and to develop communication and teamwork skills. If you're interested in starting a team in your area, contact your local soil and water conservation district. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.